This is Sarah Waple from Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Thank you for tuning in. I was excited to sit down this week and record this little intro because we have a little coincidence. On Friday, Growth Dynamics was proud to sponsor an event with Premier Payroll Services, and the keynote speaker was Steve McClatchy. You can give him a quick Google. He's been known for all kinds of things. He's written a book. He's a keynote speaker. And he, quite honestly, he did a really great job of presenting on Friday. But one of the things that really stood out for me was when he discussed to-do lists versus your schedule. He talked about it in the sense of putting things on your schedule or a to-do list and how to use technology to help you be much more efficient and on top of your schedule and your tasks by using different types of technology. And I knew that that's what this Monday Morning Manager was going to be about. So hopefully, whether you learn it from us, you give him a look on Google or YouTube, or someone else helps you, but make sure you really learn to tackle to-do lists and calendars and how to do all of these things, because it only is going to get busier and busier with all of the technology we have at our hands. Have a great day, and give this week's Monday Morning Manager a listen. Symptoms. Marcus found himself sitting in his car in his driveway, but still felt lost. For some reason, this feeling was a more regular occurrence for Marcus at the end of each day. It was as if the one or two things he was supposed to remember to accomplish would come to him if he just didn't turn off the engine and open his car door. So there Marcus sat, worried, confused, afraid. What if the missing item that never made it to his to-do list cost him a big opportunity, or, even worse, cost him his job? Being so busy was a good thing in most cases, but Marcus also found himself feeling overwhelmed and out of control when his memory failed him in moments like this. Even a quick check of his to-do list offered no help. Diagnosis. Sales is a constant exercise in priority management, and one of the hardest challenges to overcome deals with having a good memory that rarely allows you to forget what must get done. Too often, the best intention gets run over by the flood of information, customer service requests, follow-ups from sales meetings, and the constant emails that find you. Relying on your memory to keep it all fresh and in the right priority might be a fatal mistake if you forget the important request your biggest customer asked you to deliver. Being too busy to write things down just might mean you are too busy to succeed. Believing all items on a to-do list deserve the same attention means there are no real priorities. Everything becomes one big fire drill as the pressure mounts and you can't sort out the most important items from the least important. Marcus may have been trying so hard to remember everything that he inadvertently forgot what mattered most. Prescription. First, commit to the belief that the dullest pencil has a better memory than the sharpest mind. Train yourself to write things down as soon as you hear them. Don't trust yourself to remember about a follow-up when you get back in your car after the appointment. Use the electronic device or even the trusty old pen and paper to keep track of your commitments. Become a deliberate note taker and allow your mind to work on the present conversation or task instead of trying to keep everything you did today sorted out for your proper attention later. We say you need to take this one step further. Schedule everything you need to get done just like it is an appointment. Block off time to do follow-ups, make prospecting calls, respond to emails, or anything else that your job requires you to do as a sales professional. Break the habit of waiting to get around to things. Commit to the activities that lead you to long-term success, and don't trust your memory to do it all for you. Critical thinking. Today's lesson works well with a previous lesson, Name Your Days. By using a pencil and a calendar to schedule your follow-up tasks, not simply jotting them down on a never-ending list, you are helping to also name your days and make better use of your time. Don't forget to add in any important personal tasks to your calendar. If you know you follow your calendar religiously, add in those personal items you have trouble with. Maybe getting to the gym regularly, calling a friend or family member on a regular basis, and scheduling your time off instead of waiting for a slow time to use your time. How much would your day-to-day change if you used your calendar more to your advantage and helped you to stay more organized? The drill. The drill today starts with final thoughts for the morning. This one's just a fun quote from the internet with no source. However, it's still a good one. I learn something new every day, but forget five other things. And the second one is, sometimes our stop doing list needs to be bigger than our to-do list. And now the drill. First, update us with how things went last week. Did you accomplish what you were hoping to accomplish? Are you wrapping up all of those tasks, or do we need to reevaluate and revisit this week? And this week, share your top three goals and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to use to get them done. We are always here for you and ready to coach you up. So reach out, send in your Monday morning managers, and let us be part of your success. Have a great week, and we will see you next week with the Monday Morning Manager.